Thank you for watching the first part of...
What the fuck? Now it's getting hot in here.
Okay. Moves up. All right. Start over. Recenter.
I'm your host, V, an Aries mom juggling dental tools and real estate deals.
And I'm your co-host, C. I'm a Cancer with a heart as nourishing as my skincare routine. Steeped in style, steered by inspiration.
Pouring the perfect blend of fashion, skincare, reviews, love, and motivation.
Tune into the Tuesday Tea with V podcast.
Don't forget to subscribe and leave us some love.
Thank you for watching the first part of our episode on narcissistic love. We're going to continue on to our second part, which is a little bit shorter than the first part, but please stay tuned, keep watching, and as always, we invite feedback. Feel free to reach out because we're here for you.
Thank you.
Well, stay tuned.
Yeah. Whatever.
I learned my lesson. Mm-hmm. All right, so wait, what were we just talking about?
About escalation and how angry they get over the smallest things.
Yeah, the aggressive behavior.
It's crazy how they make something so small, so freaking big. The person that I was with worked in the facility where they were fed. They got lunch. They got any food that they wanted. But for me, he expected home-cooked meals to be prepared no matter what. And if it wasn't, he would slam cabinets. He would wake me up out of my sleep. Like, what am I supposed to eat? What? What do you mean what you're supposed to eat? And there was times where I would make something and he wouldn't eat it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you make all this ruckus and this fuss and you didn't even eat it? That's not what I wanted to eat. What is it that you want from me?
Because he would come home like in the middle of the night.
Yes, in the middle of the night.
Yeah. And like I told her, that was just basically like you didn't know what mood he was going to be in. So you had to have that food prepared just in case he wanted to throw one of his temper tantrums or be in a mood. Mm-hmm. You know, so you had to have it there because you didn't know.
Exactly.
And if he didn't want it and didn't touch it, it was like, okay, well, you went through all that anyway just because.
Exactly. And there was times where he would come home and you would be perfectly fine. You know, normal, sitting around the house waiting for him to come home, not knowing what mood he was going to be in, or even vice versa. I would go to work and go home and not know what mood I was going to come in on. It's like the aggression and just their temper, horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So horrible. There's no trying to stop them. Like trying to have you just have to let them leave.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing too. It's almost like the relationship mimics their personality because you have those extreme highs, which are very, you'll see like as the relationship goes on and it happens fast with someone like that, the relationship doesn't stay good for long. So mm-hmm. when you're trying to get to know someone like that, really get to try to know them and take your time because it'll happen quickly. You know, I think it's just bad for us that fall pretty fast or think, yes. you know, like believe them early on because the relationship will have these like extreme highs where things are great and then it has like these really, really bad lows to an extreme. And you'll see that the lows start happening more often than the highs in the relationship. It's almost like you're more miserable than you're ever happy in the freaking relationship anyway. It's like that vibe, the fucking whole relationship is bipolar. Like exactly. They literally contaminate. They're like, you just gotta
and
get
they
out.
Bring
get
the
out
of bad. Like she said, they bring the bad out of you. And it's mm-hmm. so scary.
Like he would bring out a side of me. I'm like, I'm not even
exactly.
that person anymore. Like, I don't even recognize myself.
I was
like,
gonna say,
you
scare yourself.
Yeah.
On how, because you're in that fight or flight. And you
yeah.
scare yourself yeah. on how angry you could get and the things that you say to them to protect yourself. And you're like, I'm mm-hmm. anybody that knows me, I'm such a laid back type of a person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That for me to get angry and to lash out, you have to literally yeah. bring me there. Like, and when you bring me there, I scare myself because it's bad.
Just not in her character. That's not who she is. That's
it's
so true. Yeah.
So bad. If you, and it takes a lot to bring me there.
Mm-hmm.
And for a person to be able to bring me there, is bad.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. So anytime I would, because I would always threaten to leave because I didn't want to be there. I didn't want to be in that relationship. And that was one thing they would always say. It's like, oh, there you go. Always running, threatening to leave and making it seem like it was me. Like, you know, like, oh, she's always leaving or she's always throwing me out. Finally, at the very last time I said, a person doesn't run from a place that they feel safe in.
You're damn right. I'm threatening to leave again.
You know why? Because I don't feel safe here. Mm-hmm. I don't feel safe with you. So you're damn fucking right. I'm threatening to leave. Like, don't let them make you feel like that's a bad thing. I remember in the past, it was almost like a threat to me. Like, you're the one always throwing it away. Well, you know what? If you treated me like a decent human being, which I deserve even more than that, a person, you're not going to run from that. So don't let that try to keep you there, especially if there is kids involved. So they're trying to make it seem like, oh, you're the one throwing your family away. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Children deserve a place of peace and stability and that comfort. They don't need to be living in chaos and tension and hostility. They don't need that around, that energy around them. So by you leaving, don't let them brainwash you. You're doing the right thing by leaving.
And then for them to go after children, you can say whatever you want to me. Children are off limits, and that should be something in your own mind. That children are off limits, and for you to lash out or go or do anything to a child, that there's definitely something mentally wrong with you.
Yeah. And they'll never take accountability. It is never their fault. So they'll always blame the other person, you know, and by all means, I am not perfect. There is no one that is perfect. And that was one thing in therapy, like whenever they would point out anything that I had to work on, it was like, okay, definitely. All right. Yes, I can work on this. I can get better at this. But when it came to them, it was like, all right, this session's over. I'm done. I'm out of here. You'll see that that's one thing. They don't know how to take accountability for their actions. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge, huge red flag that, you know, you should be aware of. And they're extremely judgmental. They have something negative to say about so many people, which I remember to me, it was always like, I mean, even their own mother or parent, like, you know, saying like things about, and it was like, it was so uncomfortable.
Even their own friends.
Yeah.
They would be like,
they always have bad things to say about
this, that, and the other. And I'd be like, then why are you hanging out with them? And we'll be going.
Yeah.
As the person was coming to come pick them up, they were like, this person is this and this person does that. They're bad. They're scammers. They do this and that and the other. Beep, beep. And he's going out the door to go with that person. What?
Yeah. And I remember every time something was said about someone else, I'm like, didn't you learn, like, if you have nothing nice to say, like, just keep it to yourself.
Exactly.
Like, just they're very, very judgmental, these narcissistic, you know, people.
And then now that I'm older, you have to look at the type of people that they surround themselves with.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's very, very true. Look at the circle that they, if they even have
a circle.
Because narcissistic people can't have long-term relationships. If you look at a narcissistic person, and
I'm talking about
one with like a true, they don't have long-term connections. You'll see their circle is very minimal. They don't keep anyone there for long. You know, they're lucky if a parent hangs on to them.
And
if the parent does, they're probably just as, that's probably where they got it from. But like, there's no one there. There's no one left because they don't know how to treat people.
And if it is someone that they keep around, it's not a real friendship.
Mm-hmm.
It's for benefits
of each other. Yeah.
You know, this all takes a toll. It takes a toll on your mental health. It takes a toll on your self-esteem.
Oh my gosh.
It really does. So you have to, if you can kind of, you know, make sure you handle something like this when you meet someone in the beginning, you should try to, because in the long run, it really does take a toll. And then, you know, if you're the person that's the victim in the relationship, you are probably going to have to seek therapy. You are going to have to talk to someone. You're going to need support of friends. You're going to need support of family members. You're going to need people to really be there for you, because you start to feel so mentally and emotionally depleted. You know, they really rob you of a lot. They take your confidence. They take, you know, you like, you'll see that like you once had this like spark, and you kind of like lose that over time with them. So once you're finally able to break away from them, you have to like almost like find yourself all over again. And, you know, that comes with therapy, talking to someone, or having a good support system, you know. So if you feel like that once you leave, know that that's normal, and that's just a part of the process of you growing again to becoming like who you were meant to be and who you were before you even met this person, because they change you so dramatically.
Oh my gosh.
It's hard. It really is hard.
I remember when I finally left, and it was like,
the first week, and you're like, at first you feel like, oh my God, like this weight, it's so crazy, like this weight is lifted off your shoulder.
It's like a deep breath.
Like you can freaking breathe. Like there was that elephant, like literally sitting on your chest.
That's exactly how I would describe it.
And then you're like, oh my God, I can breathe. And then all of a sudden, sitting in the mirror, looking at my, I looked so different. Put on weight because you lose yourself. You just, so you don't care. You feel, they try to break you.
Mm-hmm. They try to break you down. Yeah.
And you're like, I almost let this person break me. I'm unbreakable.
Mm-hmm.
This will never, ever happen again. Mm-hmm. And you notice that about, like she said, any little flag when you're going on a date, that shit could be light pink. You're like,
Yeah.
Not doing it.
The funny thing is, once you start to recognize this and really set boundaries, like I remember, I think going back all the times, you know, I would believe it. So I would go back. And then towards the very end of the relationship, there were boundaries. I was like, no, I'm not going to let you dictate. Exactly. I don't care what you do. I'm going to still do what I got to do, be who I am. And if you don't like it, tough shit. And then that's when they're finally done with the relationship.
Yes, exactly.
That's when they're like, okay, to end it, because they realize I can't manipulate and control her anymore. Yes. She's not the same person she was before where I was able to. And that's when you'll see that they're fed up. They're done. Their rage is going to get to here. And they'll finally, hopefully, set you free, even though you should leave way before that. Because usually at that point, you know, there's been so much damage that's been done. But that's when the narcissist, they want that person that they can control, manipulate, brainwash, make them believe all these facades and fantasies. And they promise you everything.
Yes.
But once they see that you're not falling for their shit, they'll let you go.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is too, even like when they date and try to date people, that's who they literally target. They're not going to, they'll see from a woman that they can't bullshit and be this fake person. They're going to easily be like, it won't make it past that first date.
So, you know, I don't wish harm on anybody ever, but just watch out how you treat people.
Yeah. Yeah. If anything, I pray, you know, that they get the help that they need. And not only because, or if there are kids involved, you know, for their children, but for themselves, you know, for themselves. I do. I hope that one day that those people that have these issues going on come to a realization that, you know what, my life would be so much better if I just heal what needs to be healed and go figure out, why am I this way? Like, why am I this person? I mean, me personally, I would never go back to a person that, you know, even if they've gone to all the therapy in the world, they're a completely different person. I'm like, I'm done. You know, once you're done, you're done.
You're a completely different person for somebody else.
Yes. Yeah. But just for themselves, you need that. You don't want miserable psycho people like this walking around the earth. We have enough of those. So the more the people that can get the help that they need and become better people, the better. They have to want to do it for themselves.
True.
Nobody can make them do it. Like, they have to, in their head, be like, you know what? I need this for myself. So that's the only way it'll happen.
Wish them the best. Yeah. That's it. And just go on and, you know, find the best and heal for yourself.
Mm-hmm. So it was a heavy topic. Someone that obviously, if you couldn't tell, we can very much relate to. But thank God those are things of the past, put it behind you, move forward in life. And that's how you should anxiously approach life. You know, just move on and don't look back, you know, don't look back and regret. And if you are stuck in a situation like that, you know, try to do what you have to do or talk to someone. Sometimes a good support system can help give you advice on how to get out of the relationship. And that was one thing that always held me back was fear. Like it would scare me so much. Don't let that happen to you. Don't let them scare you. There's so much support out there and help that you can get.
As far as like you feel kind of like jaded on dating or trying to find somebody because you feel like you're going to always find fault
pieces of shit
or any little thing. He did this and you look at it as like you tear it apart. You break it down into something that's bad. It's not necessarily bad. Nobody, like she said, nobody's perfect, but I will definitely let you know there's definitely someone out there for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, not only that, but like heal first, you know,
exactly.
Keep your heart open, try not to be guarded after that so you can find someone, but take the time after you get out of a relationship like that to really do like your own soul searching, to do your own healing and find what you love, find what me like. get back to you. You know, I think that's one thing you need to do when you get out of a relationship like that is get back to yourself and get back to like who you are and who you're meant to be. Because once you do that, you see you start attracting everything you deserve. So it kind of just like works out, you know, if you just take that first step. Don't be in such a rush to like find someone new and move on to fill that void. You know, obviously, you know, date or whatever.
Yeah, have fun, talk to people.
But just know that for something more serious and like a huge commitment, be more cautious.
Give yourself at least a couple
of time.
Give time. Everyone's different.
Take
your time. Don't rush it. You'll feel it. You'll know. And you're ready to try again. You got to think about all the time you put in and all the things that you went through in that relationship that it's going to take you time to fully heal. Mm-hmm. And you're going to also still be healing when you do find somebody else. Not the love bombing, not the gaslighting or any of that. There's someone, good people out there still, even though sometimes you think that there's not, but there is.
Yeah, definitely. There definitely is good people out there. So
thank you for watching.
We'll go ahead and link some like support groups or anything down below so that if you want to check that out, if you're going through something or have gone through it and you feel like you can benefit from it, I'll definitely link some below for anybody watching out there. But take care, and until next episode.
Love, light, peace, V and C.